ready?
Yeah.
Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have 11:30 agenda item that we're starting promptly at 10:44, and it is DSD General Business. So with that, I'll hand it over to Jay.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, little follow-up from last week. I had sent a request for information to High Department of Water Resources regarding their memo from the week before. And actually, I did get that information back later. It was Thursday afternoon. And so I figured I would briefly touch on that. I can forward said information to you if you like, but I can summarize it at the same time.
Okay.
There will, initially, so the overreaching message I want you to know is that IDWR is creating a guidance document on this. Because I didn't let anybody know ahead of time that this was coming out. But that said, so as the memorandum stated, if a well project or involves new water rights, that's where the moratorium comes in until they get further study done. And hence, Wi-Fi, the five-year window is out there. Could happen sooner, and that'd be lifted, or it'll take the whole 5 years. We'll see. It does not affect just domestic well drilling on parcels for domestic purposes and to you know, your typical up to half acre of landscape around rural buildings or rural residences, because that's not that goes through IWR, but it's not an application. You're not asking for a water right. They regulate that domestic wells. So we have development applications. Some of them require a community well because it's a big enough development that they're going to have to go through IDWR. Yep, they're on hold for a while. What we pledged to do last week was to let the applicants know, the owners applicants of those developments know that they need to apply for a time extension, and we'll give them time to prove up their subdivision in the end, because there is a time limit on all of them. I want to be fair in that regard. I think that's a prudent thing to do, but you know, it's going to be tough for some of them to hang on to it that long too. So we'll see what happens, but we have a temporary solution. So not all is lost is the beauty of that, because they spent a lot of money preparing plans to get through a process in the first place. And if they were successful for that, we need to help them be successful in the end. So we'll treat that going forward as best we can. But domestic wells, your typical domestic wells, still dig wells for your domestic water. And we have some development out there in that regard too. So they aren't applying for water rights per se. They're exempted.
Chairman, can I ask a question? So the over the 30,000 foot view is on the cumulative effect. So if we have one community well, which is under the state statute by IDWR, and then just all the domestic wells that might potentially go out there, I think there's one property without you. I think the proposal was 135 different wells. How are they not assessing that?
Well, I think that the reason for the moratorium in the first place is the 21 applications that they referenced are for groundwater rights for agricultural purposes for 7,000 acres of agricultural land. Where they're concerned is because they have monitoring wells, 11 or so, south of Lake Lowell, but they don't know what happens south of those 11. And they want an overall picture. They have identified from the past few years, the residential, the domestic wells are not as deep.
Okay.
And so it's a different aquifer, and yes, it fluctuates from agricultural reasons throughout the water year. But they don't believe that has the same impact as if you're going for groundwater rights deep. And so community wells would be deeper as well, but that's the difference, and this email that I got from Mr. Miller at IDWR explained his reading of it, and that's why he said, we're going to put a guidance document together as the ins and outs, but you raised some good questions. So we'll go forward and stand by that information, and I don't want to paint the picture that all is lost. We'll say there was one application in that area that required a community well. Their application was approved before the moratorium went into place. So we'll be seeing that one at some point. It's taken them a year and a half to get to that point. Continues to come up. Oh, need to make it away. Well, they got till July to get a final plat application, and then they're in the process of that at the moment.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Did they supply a map of the area that this applies to?
Yeah. They did. It's on the second page. I'll bring that up to you.
No, you can get copies later, too. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just more curious. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, so the map incorporates the area south boundary of Lake Lowell. When it hits the south end of the dam, it goes straight west to the Snake River, follows the Snake River to Highway 45, back up to a point where it ties into the west end of the south boundary, or the east end of the south boundary of Lake Lowell. It's a big area, huge area. But if you look on an aerial photo,
it goes further northwest than I expected it to.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it was.
I mean, part of that's
Sunny Slope.
Sunny Slope.
Yeah, no, Sunny Slope's out of it. Well, part of it.
It dissects it.
As long as that, you know, Sunny Slope stays Sunny Slope. And
well, okay, so, I mean, what does this do for an application already in the hopper that we haven't adjudicated?
I think that the way I would look at that is it's in hopper, and we can run it through the process and decide if it's an appropriate location for a development. If it requires a rezone or separate findings for that, the whole point is if they are successful and gain approval for said application, they got to know that there's a time frame going into it, and if we deem that it's an appropriate location, we'll give them the time needed to then put an application in once the moratorium is lifted. Because none of these development applications happen overnight, or even the development itself doesn't happen overnight. They can wait out a 5-year window if just getting their ducks in a row besides water. I would hope that many landowners would decide maybe we ought to wait for a while, because it's really easy to say now is not a good time to do this because there is a water moratorium. So.
I think that could be dependent on how they want to get their drinking water, too. Like, if they're individual wells, say it's a subdivision for 10 lots, my understanding is that should be okay for now. It's when you jump to that next threshold of a community well, which, right?
DEQ defines as 15 or more lots. DEQ and IDWR are partners in the water game. IDWR is responsible for the quantity of water. DEQ is responsible for the quality of the water. And so even though IDWR doesn't speak to community systems or requiring community systems for that level of development, IDEQ does. I read it last night. I keep the well standards manual on my desk because I get questions quite often. But now I've also looked at DEQ and know what their requirements are typically. So,
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So probably before this board was seated, but those are bare minimum standards, if I understand it correctly. And so when people's wells are failing or there's a finger that wants to be pointed somewhere, is there a reason to entertain a higher standard of well development at the county to stop people from looking for somebody to pay for a new well? Or what? I just am interested in your thoughts.
My suggestion is that I see potential liability, and I would like the discussion to go into executive session for a bit and discuss that concern.
And you want to do that now, Chairman?
Yes.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D for records exempt, and F to communicate regarding pending or likely litigation.
Okay. I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.